The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I love my audience. I do. They constantly, you folks think of things that I don't think of. And you share them with me, and I appreciate, I love this audience. One of my faithful listeners just sent me an email about red, white, and no boom. Can't have a boom. Nope, not this year. No boom. Anyway, sent me an email and implied, what is red, white, and boom all about? America, the 4th of July. Patriotism, the flag of the United States. Right now, the Democratic left all across America is waging an anti-patriotic movement. America is racist. America is bad. America is evil. How can we celebrate? And so my listener is implying that maybe this is the left, Mayor Ginther, Columbus City Council, said, yeah, we can shoot off some fireworks, but we're not going to do it on Independence Day. That's too patriotic. That's too patriotic. And right now, patriotism is kind of out of favor right now because we don't like America. We don't like what America stands for. I had never thought of that. That could be, and I'm saying that could be part of the motivation. Because what they're saying is, you can do it later. Maybe late in the summer, maybe even in the fall, we can have fireworks, you know, and all of that stuff. But we can't do it on July 4th weekend. No. Can't do that. But, interesting. Do I know that from the inside? No, I don't, but it wouldn't surprise me. Shoot off fireworks, that's great. But let's not have a lot of patriotism right now. No. Now's not a good time to celebrate the flag and Independence Day and all of that stuff. Interesting thought. And to my listener, thank you for the insight. All right. Big news. Israel and Hamas have reached a truce, peace accord. It goes into effect tonight. So there may still be rockets flying back and forth and Israeli jets firing on Hamas. Yeah, I don't know. But it goes into effect later tonight and is an unconditional ceasefire. We're done. We're finished. We're not going to fire at each other and so on and so forth. Well, that's good news. Brokered primarily through Egypt. We do not know whether America had anything to do with it. Maybe we did. We don't know. I have a feeling, however, I have a very strong feeling that if America had any substantive role in negotiating the ceasefire, President Biden would already be in front of microphones taking credit. So anyway, we will see. The good thing is a truce has been reached. But here are some things you're not going to hear on the mainstream media. The mainstream media and the liberal left is going to tell you how evil Israel is, and they're killing all of these innocent Palestinian citizens. Geraldo Rivera. Yeah, you know Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera, on a couple of TV talk shows, said the United States, and I'm quoting, is complicit in an ongoing crime against humanity. He was asked whether he agreed with Representative Rashida Tlaib. And he said, she is right. Rashida Tlaib says that Israel has established an apartheid system for the Palestinians and so on, so on, and so on. Geraldo Rivera was asked if he was sympathetic to Rashida Tlaib's arguments, to which he said, I am indeed. People have to recognize what the Gaza Strip is. It's one of the most menacing places on earth that I've ever reported from. Everyone and everything going into and out of Gaza is controlled by Israel. Electricity, fuel, airspace, ports, cell phone service, even who gets to farm those meager fields. It's effectively one of the world's largest prison camps, and it's being bombed with bombs supplied by the United States. It's outrageous that we gave Israel these hundreds of millions of dollars worth of weapons without insisting on a ceasefire. He wasn't done. He began then talking about innocent Palestinian children that have been killed. He said, quote, I want our audience. The fact that the United States of America is providing Israel many of the weapons Israel is using today to kill Palestinian civilians without demanding a ceasefire. Rashida Tlaib is right. This makes us complicit in an ongoing crime against humanity. And then he went on talking about these poor, innocent children. And by the way, they are innocent children. What Geraldo Rivera did not tell you, however, is what I've told you and what the mainstream media will not tell you. Hamas is a terrorist organization made up of radical Muslims, and I'm talking radical Muslims. Now, radical Islam believes sincerely with all of their heart, if you are killed in a conflict with the infidels. Now, who is an infidel? Anybody other than a Muslim. If you are killed in a conflict with the infidels, it is an honor because you are a martyr and you just punched your ticket to go straight to heaven. So they honestly believe that if they set up a military installation in a civilian apartment building and then Israel bombs the apartment building because that's where the missiles are coming from, the radical Muslims, the Hamas terrorists, actually believe we are doing everybody in this apartment building a favor by allowing them to be killed by those Jews. We're giving them the privilege of a lifetime to become a martyr. They literally, and I'm not making this up, folks, check it out for yourselves. They want civilian deaths. Two reasons. Number one, it's great publicity. You see, this is how we prove how evil Israel is, because they're killing these poor, poor, poor innocent civilians. Look at what they've done. They're killing innocent people. And so they use it for publicity. But secondly, they really believe they're sending these people straight to heaven. This is radical Islam. You say, Bob, I'm not sure whether I believe that or not. When we come back, I got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to read you the transcript of a phone call that Sky News got their hands on. And Sky News is a very reputable European British news source, not conspiratorial, not right-wing, very reputable. Sky News got their hands on the audio of a phone call. Which you got to hear.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm doing my best to share with you things about the Hamas-Israel conflict that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media, because it's important that you hear these things. Now, I want to make something absolutely clear. Is Israel always 100% totally innocent in these conflicts? Nobody is. Nobody is. There are bad people on both sides. There are mistakes on both sides. But there is absolutely no moral equivalent between the two sides. None. No moral equivalent between Israel and Hamas. There is no mistake as to who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. Here's some things you probably didn't know. Did you know that even in the midst of this conflict, Israel has been delivering relief aid to the people of Gaza, to Palestinians? Did you know that? Yeah, you probably didn't. Did you know that those relief caravans going from Israel into Gaza have been attacked by Hamas? Now get this. The relief supplies being brought to help their own people, Hamas has attacked some of them. Did you know that out of the 4,000 plus rockets that have been fired toward Israel, up to 10% of them didn't make it into Israel and have fallen on their own people? Did you know that? Have you heard that in the evening news? Of the over 4,000 rockets fired from Gaza primarily, up to 10% didn't make it to Israel and they fell on Gaza. So in other words, their own rockets fell on their own people. Did you know that? Probably not. Several days ago, I told you about an instance where the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, tries to contact people in public buildings where civilians are housed. If they're going to bomb them, they inform them, Hamas are in your building. We've got to take out your building. We don't want to hurt you. Please, please, please evacuate. That's why there was a big deal made out of that 13-story civilian building that we saw over and over and over again just collapse to the ground. Remember that? Because of Israeli missiles, the whole building collapsed. 13 stories. Now, in a 13-story building, you have hundreds of people living there. Why were there almost no casualties? Have you thought about that? Why were there almost no casualties? Because Israel warned them, said, get out. Okay. For people who don't believe that, Sky News has gotten their hands on a telephone call between a commander of the Israeli Defense Force and the landlord of a large civilian building. Here it is. I'm not going to play it for you because it's in a foreign language, and it's really tough to see closed captioning on radio, okay? But here's a transcript. the Ghazan. This is the Arab landlord. He says, I can't get all the people out. I need at least 2 hours to get them out. The IDF says, listen, we are going to bomb the building. The Palestinian, you want to bomb? Bomb whatever you want. Listen to this. The IDF soldier, the Israeli soldier, no, brother, we need to do everything we can so you don't die. Are you following this? The Palestinian says, you want to bomb? Bomb whatever you want. The Israeli soldier is saying, no, get out. We don't want you to die. No, brother, we need to do everything so you don't want, so you don't die. Palestinian says, we want to die. Israeli defense soldier, but you have a responsibility for children's lives. Palestinian, if the children need to die, then they will die. The Israeli officer, God forbid, God forbid, why do you want to die? Here is the answer from the Palestinian landlord, and I quote, this is how we reveal your cruelty. Here is Israel warning a building owner or a landlord, we're going to bomb your building. Get out, please, please, please. Hey, you want to bomb? Bomb whatever you want. No, brother, we need to do everything we can so you don't die. We want to die, but you have a responsibility for children's lives. The children need to die, then they'll die. God forbid, God forbid. What do you want? To die? This is how we reveal your cruelty. That's audio from a phone call that Sky News got their hands on. And from what I understand, that's not unusual. Israel does everything they possibly can to avoid civilian casualties. If they're going to bomb a civilian building, and often they have to because that's where the missiles are, Hamas intentionally puts their rocket batteries right smack in the middle of a civilian neighborhood or on top of a civilian housing facility. Israel, before they bomb, calls, tells them, evacuate the building, we're going to bomb. And the Palestinians say, go ahead. If we need to die, we need to die. But what about the children? That's how we show your cruelty. Civilian children are nothing but pawns to Hamas.